It's always great, of course, to see the players on the ladies' European tour, but the players wouldn't be the players without the help of the caddies. So I'm very pleased to see Andrew Dearden here back in Holland. Andrew, hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Even though we just had a wonderful shitty day on the course.
Well, I think we'll have to beep that one out. But
yeah,
Andrew is, of course, for those who don't remember, and Andrew for a number of years, I think it was 4 or 5 years, was it? Was
five
caddy
years.
For Crystal Bouillon.
Correct. 5 years, yeah, right around 5 years.
And I think we first met each other back at Brookpolder when the ladies opened. Deloitte was played at Brookpolder.
That is correct. Yep, yeah. The one with all the humps on the driveway. Yeah,
that's right. Found one site. I gave you a lift to the clubhouse. I do remember.
I do remember now. Yes.
Sorry. Andrew, tell me, life has changed somewhat in the last year. You're no longer caddying for Crystal, and you now have a new bag.
Yeah, I stopped working last year in Michigan with Crystal, and since then I work for a South African called Leanne Pace, and we won two tournaments, South Africa and then one on the LPGA in China, which was nice. But we stopped working in Hawaii this year on the LPGA, and I'd worked with Maria Balakova, people might know her as Virchinova, and I'd worked for her years ago in Evian, and she asked me if I ever... Not if I ever had a chance to work for her. She asked me, could I find a caddy? And I said, well, I'm available. And she said, okay, would you like to work? And I said, I would love to, because I miss Europe. My family is in Europe, obviously. And then I wanted a break from the LPGA. So this year I'll be working in Europe, and she'll go to qualifying school, so I'll do that as well.
But I must say that must be tough as a caddy. Certainly then when you're caddying for Crystal, yeah, she was then playing in America a lot. So in fact, well, through the course of the year, you hardly saw your family.
Yeah, Crystal was a good boss, though, because every time we had a week off, I flew home. So she was good like that. She'd make sure that I was always with the family. She knew my family. She'd met them a lot of times, same as I met Crystal. So for, I would say, a third of the season, I was working, and the rest of the time I was at home. So it wasn't as bad as it seems, but, yeah, it's pretty difficult. So when you spend 5-6 weeks away, it's tough.
But it's an awful lot of flying. But I gather, yeah, golf. That's a little bit in the blood in the Dearden family.
Yeah, my wife Marina Aruti. I'm not sure if anybody knows who she is. Spanish golfer. She used to play for 15 years on tour. She won in Austria. So our son has a professional golfer as a mother and I'll say professional caddy, because I've done it for long enough now, as a father. So yeah, he likes golf a lot. And he's pretty good.
And how old is he, and does he already have a handicap?
He's 5, he'll be 6 September 11, and he's just qualified to play on the big course.
Whoa.
So he's loving it. His etiquette is a little bit dodgy, but I'll teach him that, he'll be okay.
But as a caddy, I should imagine you also have to have a good understanding of golf and be a golfer yourself. But are you a good golfer?
No, I was. I was okay. I was a 4 handicap when I played, which was many years ago, but now I don't play. I actually played for the first time in 2 years a couple of weeks ago with my brother when I was back in England, and it was, well, it wasn't very good, put it that way. But I still, I mean, if I have a golfer that obviously is a professional and my golfing brain, then I think it should be okay. Today wasn't the greatest day, but I used to be able to play good golf. Now it's kind of a bit dodgy because I don't practice, and obviously being at the course all day, I don't want to go and hit balls as well, so... But it was okay before, yeah.
Well, I can imagine maybe being a caddy on the ladies' European tour, you're very used to seeing these very lengthy, flowing swings that as a guy you forget then to really crack at the ball because yeah, men want to just hit it a mile, don't they?
Well, I think the general amateur would be more, they would benefit a lot more from watching the women, because there's a lot of things to learn from the ladies' game that the amateurs... that they can learn. You know, rhythm is one good thing because the guys just smash it, and you know, the average guy on the men's tour, they just smash it, and then it's more often than not it's a putting comp. You know, if the guys are great putting week, they're going to be right up there, and if they have a mediocre putting week, they'll be mediocre. But the girls, you can, they're very good with a short game, you know, they have a lot of different shots. It's a totally, the one thing I noticed from cutting for the guys and cutting for the girls, it's totally different. You know, the guys create a lot more clubhead speed, so they can spin the ball more, so the girls have to have a lot more imagination. And I like watching the girls play. It's there's some very good golfers on this tour, so it's
inspiring.
Fun. Yeah. A lot of the amateurs should come out and watch the girls because it's, you can learn a lot. I get excited. I get paid to do a job that I, you know, it's a lot of fun and they're very good, these girls. So.